And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest for you today, all the way from San Quintin, Eddie Handley from Don Eddie's Landing in San Quintin. We're going to be talking some stuff down in San Quintin, like fishing and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Really, really stoked on today. Know all about San Quintin. So many buds. Never been there myself. I'm really pumped on just talk with Eddie and finding more about it and going. Like it's like one of those killer fishing destinations. It's close and easy access that I just don't know a ton about, and really looking forward to knowing more about it to today's show.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing wow on the website here. And good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
What's up, Eddie?
Great to have you. And first of all, tell our listeners where San Quintin is, where that may not know where it is.
It's about 4.5 hours from the border, crossing into Mexico. So you pretty much miss Tijuana. You stay right along the Highway 1, it's a freeway all the way down to San Quintin, and pretty smooth going most of the time. 4.5 hours is about it.
Yeah, easy access.
That's like the perfect distance, too, because you're definitely down far enough that it's a whole different deal, but it's not some mega travel that you're having to deal with. You get in the car in the morning, and you're having lunch at Don Eddie's.
It's a really nice ride, especially when you're getting, get to Ensenada, riding along the coast. It's gorgeous. Once you pass Ensenada, you're going to go inland a little bit, and you're just going to see some beautiful mountains, some nice terrain, and then drop back down to the beach again when you get to San Quintin.
Yeah, you can even stop in the wine country, the southern wine country there on the way, and maybe
pick up a few bottles for dinner.
A few bottles for dinner, right?
Yeah. We actually have a winery in San Quintin.
Oh, you do?
Cool. We offer wine tours. Well, not us, but the winery does. We have a little van. We take up our customers up to the wine tour or the oyster farms. Or there's a lot of things to do in San Quintin that people that have been there for many years really enjoy going there for.
Yeah, oyster farm, so you can get fresh oysters, too.
Fresh oysters, yep.
Oh, wow. San Quintin is a huge bay.
It is very big. It's big enough to actually, it takes us 8 miles of going through the bay before we get to the ocean when we launch the boat.
Wow.
So it's about a 9 mile long bay. And on the way out, you'll see sea lions feeding. You'll see whales that are there all year long. Just the amount of food that's available for wildlife is amazing. So it's pretty crowded for wildlife.
Yeah. And how's the fishing?
Fishing is amazing. There's not a day that goes by that somebody doesn't limit out. In fact, most people limit out before noon on whatever they're catching. Limits are 10 per species per person. So 10 yellowtail, 10 dorado, 10 lingcod, and you're coming home.
Yeah, fun. And in the winter, I've known people go down there just for the rock fishing because the rock cod fishing is off the charts, right? Very close.
It is off the charts. And the size of the rockfish, it reminds me of San Diego. I grew up here. I grew up rock cod fishing, lobster fishing with my dad, who was commercial, and we always got really amazing fish, beautiful fish, nice big fish. And getting older in San Diego, that just wasn't happening as much. But going to San Quintin reminds me of growing up in San Diego.
Yeah.
Just the plentiful fish everywhere.
And amazing calico bass fishing, too.
Amazing calico bass.
Yeah, it's like crazy good.
And halibut and white sea bass.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So year-round.
Year-round.
Yeah. So how in the world did you end up at Don Eddy's Resort?
Well, good question. The short answer is COVID drove me out of California. I was retired, and I had to come out of retirement because of COVID, and started looking at how I could make money in the hospitality business. I love being with people. Been a contractor for many years, looked for something to fix up, and it just was a perfect fit for my wife and I to be there.
Yeah, and so you just recently did a complete renovation on the resort.
We're still doing a complete renovation, which means all new roofs, new water system, new electricity, new plumbing, new beds, just pretty much new everything, rebuilding it kind of from the ground up.
Wow.
You took a place that was so well known for so many years, that so many fishermen loved, that was well used and put it back and put it back and are continuing to put it back into the specs that that you have your stamp of approval on.
I'm trying to bring back the glory days of what Don Eddy's used to be.
That's
which
cool.
Was about 15 years ago. It was at its peak. People from all over, the locals would come and enjoy a fish burger, or the fishermen from San Diego, Washington, Oregon would come down and fish for 3 or 4 days, bring their family, bring it back to a family resort that, not going to be a 5-star resort, but it's going to be a very comfortable 3-star resort with an amazing restaurant and a bar that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and so describe the resort. What are the amenities, how many rooms, et cetera?
We've got a couple of Airbnbs on site if someone wants a house with a kitchen that sleeps up to 10 people. In addition to that, we have 16 rooms that have anywhere from 2 beds to 4 beds. Some of the rooms have sliding glass doors on the bay, so a nice bay breeze all the way through.
Nice.
We have a big bunkhouse, which has 10 beds for a group of people. If they want to enjoy low price, they can enjoy the bunkhouse. We're right on the water. We're the only restaurant on the water. So you can sit there and watch, sometimes of the year you can sit there, have a cocktail, and watch a baby whale come up.
Wow.
Right through the bay and turn around and go out. The sea lions, the tide change is a huge tide change. It looks like a river is running through there when it's at the peak of its high or low.
Yeah, really? You're just kind of right at the point almost, right?
We're right at the end of the bay. It's a 9 mile long bay, and we're at mile number 8.
Wow. And so... if somebody has their own boat and they want to bring it down, do you have accommodations for that, for launching and such like that?
Absolutely. The public launch ramp, which is Molino Viejo, is just a stone's throw from our building. And people do that all the time. They bring their own boats. You'll see it sometimes there might be 15 boats parked in our yard getting ready to go the next day.
Cool.
It's a lot of fun at 5:30 in the morning,
I'll bet.
Getting people going.
Is that the type of thing where you should probably have a local to help you navigate out, or is the navigation in and out of the bay, self-explanatory? Do you kind of know the route a little bit before you challenge it on your own? What's the process like if you want to bring your own rig down?
I would say hire a local captain is the best way to catch fish. your first time down. And the local captains are happy to have you put mark the breadcrumb trail on your GPS on how to get out of the bay, because it's a narrow channel that's about 3 feet wide, and it's shallowest point, it's 11 feet deep. And if you miss that, you're in a foot of water.
Okay.
So you got to know what you're doing.
You got to breadcrumb it on your GPS the first time, and after that, you're fine.
But that's fine. You just do that, and you mark all your little waypoints. And like you say, always better off having some local knowledge with you on the first couple of trips just to get the lay of the land anyways.
The captains are wonderful. They'll pilot your boat for you. When you come back, they can wash your boat for you. They can vacuum pack your fish for you. It's an amazing experience.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Now, what if you don't have a boat? Do you come down to are there captains that'll take you out?
I would say if you're going to go fishing, call in advance, because there are a lot of captains and a lot of boats, but they do get booked up.
Yeah, it's a popular spot.
It's very popular, and honestly, you really want to be with the first position captains, not the third position captains.
Sure.
Because they're have the most experience. So call in advance. The more time you give us, the better chance we have to get you a good captain.
And you can book them.
Can it be an all inclusive type thing where we call you, we book our accommodations and our fishing and our everything else?
I can package any group to have accommodations, fishing, and food.
Wow, the whole thing.
That's
the whole
awesome.
Thing. Yes.
Yeah. So
lunch on the boat, everything.
Yes.
Cool.
How much is a room at Don Eddie's Landing?
Two bedrooms is typically 58. I mean, two beds is typically $58.
Per person?
No, for the room.
For the whole thing.
Get out of here.
$58.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's $44 a piece. That's awesome.
$58?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like $28.
Yeah, 20,
a piece.
Yeah. $24 a piece. That's just unreal.
Yeah, that's like amazing. And that's per night.
Yeah.
And then plus food.
Plus food. But the food is, I think we have a 5-star chef. I mean, the guy is that good. And next door, typically, they have a very, very good restaurant next door. And they charge in the 40s, $40 range for a meal. And we're typically charging in the 20s.
Wow.
Yes.
But what a cool, and just that you're getting that killer Baja experience.
Yeah.
On an easy travel from home, you know.
It's a place you can drive to.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds really, really cool. And some good fishing and good camaraderie.
It's great, and it's great to be right on the bay, on the water. I mean, there's no other place down there that is on the water like us.
Yeah, for sure.
So lots of good fishing options down there, pelagics and yellowtails and tunas and dorados and rock cods and all the other stuff. What's your favorite? There's a lot of fishing that's offered down there, and I know that it's all can be good. What's Eddie's favorite thing to do while you're down there?
Wow, that's a good question, because there's just so many fish that I really like to fish. I love the white sea bass. That's probably one of my top favorites. But as far as what I like to eat the most, I think yellowtail, because I can, make the sashimi when I come home and make fish burgers the next day.
Okay. Nice. And so your background is construction, so that's why you kind of took this project on?
Both construction and fishing.
Yeah.
A contractor for 35 years, and so we got the property knowing it needed repair, and I that's what I love to do.
Sure.
And I also grew up commercial fishing with my dad, who is a lobster fisherman out of La Jolla.
Oh, okay.
So, and we also fished Mexico commercially when I was going through high school. So,
so you grew up lobster fishing?
Yep.
Wow, okay. And it's in building in Mexico right now, like where you are. I mean, up here, materials are very difficult and supply chains are tough. Is it the same in Mexico?
Not so much. I mean, a lot of what we get that I have to order is imported, but the import chain hasn't been affected by as much as San Diego has been affected by lack of materials delivery.
Sure. How big is San Quintin now? I haven't been there in 30 years, and I know it was just a really tiny farming community back then.
It's grown to the point that we seceded from Ensenada. We are no longer part of Ensenada's
county
government.
Uh-huh.
So San Quintin is its own government, its own county. And I don't know how big it is, but I think somewhere in the neighborhood about 30 miles along the highway.
Wow. And there's, I know there's a lot of strawberry fields there, a lot of farming there, a lot of agriculture.
It's probably the berry capital of the world.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Berry Mex, right next door to our our property on the other side of the bay employs 5,000 employees.
Wow.
And talk about the best berries in the world. Just go to the grocery store and get a berry. They're amazing.
So the infrastructure there, there's grocery stores, big grocery stores, and everything you need down there.
Yeah, downtown has 5 giant major grocery stores.
Wow, it has changed a lot since I was down there.
They're two-story stores. So downstairs is all your groceries, and upstairs is all your hardware, like you know, whatever you might need, trash cans or anything like that.
Yeah, And there's a large American community that live down there, too.
There's several large American communities, and it's kind of the place where people go to retire. A lot of people have a second home there, or they retire there because it's very regional. For example, if you don't want to own the land, you can rent the land for $300 a month and have your power and your water and put whatever you want on it.
Wow. That's great. And you don't have to pay California taxes.
No. You know what? I've got 6.5 acres. My property taxes are $200 a year.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Wow.
That's cool.
That's awesome. So you're pretty happy down there.
I'm very happy.
I can imagine. Awesome, yeah. Eddie. Sounds like you have a great place to go and a great easy access visit for families, for fishermen, for just anybody who wants to get out of town for a little bit.
I would say it's spectacular because it's so unique compared to other resorts. Because it's so reasonable, it's so family oriented. You can go fishing, you can go swimming. In fact, we're going to put a pool in. We've already got a hot tub.
Cool.
Lots of family things to do. The families are really starting to come back. It's great.
That's awesome.
Good for you guys. And good for you. I mean, not just because it's what you wanted to do as a retirement project, but that's a special spot and has been for a lot of people. And like you said, it's so well known. But to bring it back to its glory is a really cool thing to get to do.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Man, you're not covering. I mean, obvious the killer fishing down in Baja with Don here from Don Eddy's and all this great talk about San Quintin, but the crazy local fishing that's going on up and down the coast and all this Dorado and tuna today is just going to be a great show. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to give us a call this morning, it's 213-432-1090. That's how you talk to Eddie this morning, 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text. The text message already pouring through. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download for your phone. Just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you open it up, one of the first tabs you'll see is the text the show option, and you can text in all of your questions, and it's a great idea to do that today because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of our show today. One lucky caller or one lucky texter, determined by a coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, an awesome opportunity to go fishing. Those guys have been having a great run. Lots of yellowfin tuna, lots of Dorado, lots of yellowtail, all from a full-day trip. And one lucky caller or texter is going to get a chance to do that. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start the pickle sport fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanier. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. We love families.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips in September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3 day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at Fisherman'sLanding.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, phone's packed up very fast. Everybody's excited to talk to Eddie. If you want to get your chance to get through again, it's 213-432-1090.
Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we start this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, no problem, gentlemen. Hey, so the white sea bass, is that something that you can catch all year long, or is it a certain time of the season to fish for them? And can you lobster hoop down there?
Lobster hooping, no. You cannot take crustaceans of any kind in Mexico.
No crustaceans. And white sea bass are going to be a hit and miss. It depends on what the water's doing, and they're not going to be all year. It just depends on if you fished them before, you know. What the exact seasons are, I don't
springtime.
Know. Springtime. Yeah, springtime. And again, it's hit and miss.
Do you get squid down there? Once in a while, maybe?
Yeah, that's. I have not seen squid yet.
Yeah, okay. I know the water, they have an amazing upwelling along that coast
right there. Yep.
And you get, like, where the water will be warmer in other places, San Quintín will be cold water, so there might be a chance for that.
And the bay is very different. The bay is, like, I go swimming in the bay, and it's 78.
Wow.
And the ocean's in the low 60s.
And then of course, you have San Martin Islands is right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how far is that from the entrance of the bay?
It's probably 6 miles.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'd say probably springtime would probably be the best time for targeting white sea bass. Huh?
Although we've hit them in this summer as well. Yes.
Yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fish that's very difficult to point to a calendar and say this is when it's going to happen. You know, those things beat to their own drum sometimes.
Now, even though you can't catch your own lobster, do you have like the opportunity during commercial lobster season to have a lobster dinner at Don Eddie's Resort?
Absolutely. One of the captains we use exclusively is a commercial lobster fisherman.
Oh, perfect.
And so he brings by a fresh lobster about every other day.
Oh, fantastic. That's got to be great.
It is great.
You want your lobster dinner, you can get it in the restaurant.
Absolutely.
That sounds like fun. I'm into that. Hey, great text here from Rick texting us from Channel Islands. And he says, we are a surfing fishing family. Are there any good surf spots around San Quintín? And wanted to know if you've heard of wahoo being caught in these waters in the summer.
Excellent surfing. We get surfers there all the time that surf both north and south of us. We are on the bay, so we're not right on the ocean, but if you want to venture to the ocean, there's a couple of good spots that are available to get there with your two-wheel drive car.
And I would imagine some of the boats will take you to the surf spot, too, if you want, right? If you want to charter a boat?
I don't think that's really necessary because we're really close.
Drive right there.
You can drive right there.
Oh, really? Yeah. I know that one of the points way back when I used to surf down that area, that one of the point at San Quintin there can be really, really good.
I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. So for a surfing, fishing family, they can come down, charter the boat, take the car out, go surfing, do the whole thing.
We get that all the time. We get surfing families that charter a boat. We get motorcycle families that charter a boat. Off-roaders, people that just from all walks of life come down to go fish and just enjoy the quiet solitude of San Quintin. It is very quiet. It's very peaceful.
You were saying it's like it's a small, remote town, right?
San Quintin is pretty big. But
and how far are you from the actual town?
We're about 4 miles.
Oh, okay.
All right. Perfect.
So, but we're on the end of a dead-end road that dead-ends right into the bay.
Yeah.
So there's no cross-traffic. There's no horns. There's no lights. There's no noise. It's very quiet.
Okay. One of the other things, is it safe?
Absolutely safe, 100%. Yeah.
Especially because you're at the end of the road,
right? That's the best thing, yeah.
It is. And we have a 600-foot-long security wall we just built, block wall. And we have cameras and sensors so that when people come in at night, we know.
Yeah.
You know, and generally people don't come in at night.
Yeah.
But in the last 3 months, I had one person come in at night, came out to ask him what he was doing, and he said he was looking for a motel. And I said, well, we're closed. It's 1 a.m.
It doesn't happen.
No.
All right.
Well, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Daniel?
I have a question for Eddie. If I do some fishing down Mexico, usually, Ensenada, and then Eddie did a little town pass Ensenada, but if we wanted to take our boat down to San Quintin, what would be the best time overall to go down there, just to catch a little bit of everything?
Most people like to be in San Quintin in the summertime, June, July, August, for a couple reasons. The fishing is outstanding for the pelagic fish, and also because their kids are out of school, they can take the whole family.
Yeah. So summertime.
Summertime.
But I know guys that go down there in the fall, in the winter, in the spring. I mean, there's opportunity any time of the year.
There's always good fishing. There's no bad time of year.
Mm-hmm. Your busiest time at the hotel and guiding and such is summertime.
Summertime. Summertime, yeah. We book up pretty fast where the motel's full and our next-door neighbor motel's full. And every motel in town is full. So you got to be a little bit... plan in advance if you want to be there in the summer.
All right. And the wintertime, can you do like a, hey, let's go to San Quintin this weekend? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But how far in advance should they book up?
For summertime, I would say, if it's a fishing tournament weekend, you got to book up 6 months in advance.
Oh, really? Okay.
If it's not a fishing tournament, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay. All right. Very good.
That sounds great.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, I had a great text come through. It says, hey, do you guys have any tackle or gear available at Don Eddie's? If not, what type of gear should I concentrate on bringing when I come down for a trip? That's from Larry in Carlsbad.
Hey, Larry, I would say you should bring all your gear with you because what we have down there, we've purchased and had to import across the border, so it's going to be a lot more expensive to buy your gear down there. If you don't have any gear and you want to go with a captain that has gear, we also have that available. It's going to be one of the more expensive boats, but you don't have to have any gear. You can just come and say, I want to go fishing, and we'll set you up with that kind of a captain.
All right. Hey, good question there. Appreciate that. Okay, let's head south down to the south of the border again and talk to our good buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Yes, Rick, I guess you're back there.
Yeah, Eddie, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, another dynamite week. It's changed a little bit. The tuner's still outside, and 30 to 50 miles off under the small pods of Corpus. No real size out there, but not much pressure on them. Not many people going out. The Dorado bite inside has been spectacular. I mean, just loads and loads of Dorado, and some decent sized ones. You know, we're getting a few of the big bulls, but 10 to 25 pounders are real common. Literally everyone's limiting on them. And they're mixed. What's really changed for us as well is we're finally getting good bait. We've got good mackerel and sardine live bait, which has really made a difference. It was tough earlier in the season. But we have loads and loads of striped marlin, which is pretty normal, mixed with sails and a few blues and blacks, some big boys and a lot of breakoffs out there off the banks. And wahoo as well. There's wahoo, quite a few wahoo. I haven't seen any real big ones, but there's been quite a few between 20 and 50 pounds. And so overall, it's good. It's keeping everybody busy. The boats are coming back in, you know, like 12:30 or 1 because they're already all loaded up. So
wow.
It's real good fishing. It's been a good year, you guys.
And that's awesome. And what about tropical storms, John?
We got one sitting down right below us right now that's supposed to hit us this evening, you know. And we don't expect much wind, but we're certainly going to get a lot of rain. It's been a rainy season, you know. The last hurricane that came through, it wasn't a hurricane, it was a tropical storm, but it dumped a lot of water, and we expect more to come here in the next day or two. The good news is it's so beautiful and green here now. It's jungle. It's unbelievable. Emerald green everywhere.
Can't imagine beautiful. How tropical it looks.
I
love
doubt.
That time of year.
That rainfall, it's a different landscape.
Now, what about access to the streets, to getting to the ranch, getting to town and such like that, and no problems?
Yeah, you know, the roads have held up pretty well. It's tough between us and La Rivera, you know, the new project down there, the Four Seasons and all that. They're at the end of that wash, and they really cut up the road. So it's hard to get back and forth between La Rivera. We're having a tough time getting our employees back and forth. But the guests coming from the airport, that main road, the north road, is working fine. So everybody can get in and out. You know, right when it's raining, you know, that, you know, 3 or 4 hours after the rain, it's a little tough. It gets a little muddy. But otherwise, it's all good. And it's helped the fishing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
It sounds great. And boy, I got to mention, Dan Walsh sent me pictures, and I actually posted on our Instagram and Facebook page, of the epic fishing. He was down there for a week fishing with Santos and just had epic fishing for wahoo and tuna and giant Dorado and just unbelievable photos he was sending about the success.
That looked really good.
Yeah, it looked really, really good.
Yeah, the fishing really is very good, and it has been all year, so it's been a real good year for us. Yeah. Take advantage of it. Come on down and catch us in October. We still have a lot of rooms available in October if people want to come and join us.
I can't believe that. October is the best time in the East Cape for sure. Get in there. How do we get in there if we want to go to Rancho Leonero, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Very well. Thank you, gentlemen. Talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
I appreciate that. All right.
All right. Had a great text come through. This one was from our good buddy, the Iron Man, Gary White of Lawndale. Said, San Quintin, first off, good morning, Eddie. San Quintin is such a famous area for surf fishing. Can you tell us about the many species of fish that we could target from the surf?
Personally, I have not done any surf fishing down there.
You're a boat fisherman.
I'm a boat fisherman, so I know that there's a lot of surf fishermen that come down, and they ask me where to go, and I just repeat what everybody tells me where to go, but I don't honestly know what they're catching.
Yeah. Probably surf perch, barred surf perch, and maybe
sure,
some...
I'm sure Corbina fishing,
Corbina,
right?
Corbina, yeah, sure in the summertime,
still
absolutely.
In the dead center of their range.
Absolutely, yes. San Quintin... the beaches at San Quintin are giant, right?
They are. There's miles and miles of beaches.
Miles and miles. And how far are those from you?
About, I would say, 10 miles.
Yeah, because you have to go around the bay,
right? You have to go around the bay, right?
Yeah. Here's another one related to the beaches from Ken in Santa Barbara. He says, are Pismo clams still available in San Quintin?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
You can go dig with your feet. You can go dig with a pitchfork, or you can go buy them off the locals that are digging there all day. The giant Pismo clams are delicious, and also the little butter clams are there too.
Oh, the butter clams are there too. Yeah, I remember when I was down there, we just like had a heyday of Pismo clams. Yeah, there's plenty of them still. Huh?
There are plenty.
Yeah. Plenty. All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John, who's called us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Doing great. Excellent, John. Good morning.
I wanted to ask how far off of, if you take the main highway south down to your place, how far off of Highway 1 are you to get to your place?
About 4 miles.
Is it paved?
Yeah, it's paved all the way to the water, but we have a little bit of a dirt road entrance to Don Eddy's Landing.
Like quarter mile, half mile?
Like 600 feet.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
All right, so it's pretty much paved all the way.
And we also have these nice professional signs that look like the Park Service put them up. It says Don Eddy's Hotel and Lulu's Restaurant. Just follow
really?
The signs.
That's
okay.
So cool.
Don Eddy's Hotel and Lulu's Restaurant.
Yep.
And that's right from the main highway?
Right from the main highway, yes.
No kidding.
Yep.
All right.
And getting fuel, no problem. I mean, there's plenty of places to stop and pull over and get fuel on the way.
Plenty of gas stations. Fuel is not an issue. Fuel prices are pretty decent right now.
Yeah. You said cheaper here, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you don't have Newsom there. That's it. Hey, time to book a trip down there. Let's get down there and go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's keep rolling with the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure as always. Hey, three quick things. Yellowtail, when's the best time to go for yellowtail? How do I get there from Phoenix, and who do I contact when I want to retire?
I would say from Phoenix, it's really easiest to come through Tijuana, San Ysidro. That's the fastest way to get there because the highways are so good in the U.S. I would just go to hit your pointer for Tijuana, and then you're going to stay along the coast. You're not going to actually go through Tijuana, but you'll be in about 4.5 hours of Highway 1. To get to San Quintin, you look for the signs for Don Eddy's Landing, and it's going to be a right-hand turn at the end of the city, and you go 4 miles right to the water. And talk to me about retirement when you get there.
And you like it there.
I love it there.
But you're not really retired. You got a whole new business.
Well, it's
sort of.
It's okay. When I retired in San Diego, it was like I could do anything I want. I didn't have to do any work at all. But when I retired in San Quintin, I kind of think it's like retirement because it's like I wake up and I go, what's on my list today, my mental list? I go, well, it can wait till tomorrow. Or I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no pressure.
Manana.
Manana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that.
Doesn't mean tomorrow. It just means not right now.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, for sure. Now, coming from Phoenix, the other alternative you could do is go through Tecate and then drive through the Guadalupe Valley and maybe a couple stops at some of the beautiful wineries in the Guadalupe Valley and then continue on to the main highway.
It's a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
I've got a very clear picture, Pete, of how your trip to Don Eddy's is going to go. I've got a very clear picture that we're going to be making a stop for a bottle of wine.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe a good restaurant on the way.
Yeah, there's plenty of them on the way, right?
plenty of them.
Hey, another great text here from Dave in San Diego. He says, I'm a regular traveler to San Quintin. I have a couple of questions. Is there still a mocajete on the menu at Don Eddy's? Was my first experience with that amazing dish. And what is his favorite roadside taco stand in the area?
Ooh, that's a good
couple
question.
Of good ones. Yeah.
The second one's easy to answer because my favorite roadside taco stand is actually past us around the other side of the bay at the Oyster Farms.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's called El Paraiso.
El Paraiso.
So the lady there, she's nice. Angela cooks fresh tacos or you can get fresh oysters. The other question you're asking is about
mocajete.
And my answer to that is kind of complicated because we brought in the chef that was there 15 years ago at Don Eddy's, and he's back. And he's one of the best chefs we ever had, and I'm sure he can probably make it.
And that's a real big deal. Like, he was the man.
He was
a big deal to get him back.
He was the man that everybody in town came to eat the fish burgers at Don Eddy's Landing. Everybody. And so we're trying to bring back the old Don Eddy's, and if the mocajete was with this cook, I'm sure we can do it for you.
There you go.
That's it, man. Good deal. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We'll find out what's biting and a whole lot more with Don Eddy's. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Rick Codrick for Adventure in Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure in Camping park it for you.
It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful mammoth area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We're talking about a great place where the calico bass are wild. That's San Quintin. And no better reel to use down there than the Shimano Tranks.
And no better series than the Tranks for that. I mean, think about all the ways you're catching calico bass at San Quintin, San Martin Island, leadhead and swim bait, Tranks 300, weedless baits for all that big fish. One of the biggest calico bass I've ever seen in my life was caught in between San Martin and San Quintin on a Cedro skiff trip, and that was with the big Corey weedless bait and a Tranks 400 perfect reel. Yeah. Surface iron with the Tranks 500. Like they just, that series of reel has you covered for calico bass fishing.
No matter what. And it's not just calico bass fishing. That Tranks 500, Taro Takayuchi from the Liberty told me, he says it's his favorite rockfish fishing reel, and that's mine too now, because I tried it, and it's really amazing. The versatility of Tranks is unbelievable. You got to own the whole series. 200, 300, 400, 500. There's a use for every single one, whether it be tuna, rockfish, yellowtail, or calico bass. Tranks at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedro's Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Again, if you want to join, it's been a very busy morning on the phones. 213-432-1090 or joining the fun. Lots of great texts coming through on that Let's Talk Hookup app, man. Having a great time and lots of fun. And it's time to find out what's biting out there. As promised, it is time for the catch report. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. It's their Super Line series. Absolutely love those things. If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and styles. See your local tackle dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
You're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Good, man. Good week for us again, you know, solid September fishing. Gosh, both close to home and obviously this offshore stuff that's been happening for us. You know, just kind of starting off with our half-day stuff. You know, we've really just been bass fishing on our half-day trips. That fish is, gosh, I can't remember the last time we fished bass below San Mateo Point. It's been weeks since we've been down there just because all of our boats have been offshore. So, you know, the bass fishing has been pretty good closer to home. You know, our water temps on the coast here right now, 70 to 72 degrees is kind of what it's been. So pretty consistently, bass fishing remained, I'd call it fair, with some good action some days when the conditions were kind of right. You know, we didn't have any little funky south wind or anything like that. But mostly, primarily, everything's been caught on the fly line bait, the sardine there. And really, just standard bass fishing with artificial stuff like the rubber lures, the flukes, the hard baits, as well as some fish on the dropper loop baits, cut squid and some shrimp and stuff like that for some sheephead on the bottom. But this offshore scene, you know, it has really been what's kept the boats on the longer trips busy all week. both our three-quarter day and our all-day trips have been fishing this Dorado. This fish has been moving around a little bit as the water temps have kind of cooled off from that, you know, that wild 75, 76 stuff to kind of a more typical for this time of the year, 72, 73 out there. So still some shots at some open water schools of this this Dorado, but a majority of the fish this week we're catching has been on the kelps. We're telling our guys 25-pound monofilament is fishing the best. And, you know, the guys that are coming with the reels full of braid, you know, we're telling you got to put on at least, we're telling the guys like a boat length of monofilament, 50, 60 feet of that stuff. Just with the boat rolling around a little bit, we had a little bit of weather, you know, some swell and stuff like that. So a lot of movement of the boat rocking up and down while you're engaged in battle with one of these fish. And, you know, acrobatic fish, just the casualty rates seem to go up with everyone that's fishing braid and the short top shot. So make sure you get that on there. And, you know, we are seeing a little bit of yellowfin. We caught some both on kelps this week and on the dolphins. So it's a good sign to see some of that stuff still up in our zone, still definitely relevant. Kind of keeping tabs on that. It would be kind of cool to see how that plays out as well for the rest of the week. And then our overnight stuff on the Fury, he's been fishing this Dorado as well. On some of their longer trips, like their day-and-a-half stuff, they've been folding in some of that bluefin fishing up west there between the islands and out there towards that west end of San Clemente Island. So some good spreads of that fish in that zone, no doubt, and a good size spread as well. That's some smaller stuff, 20 to 40 pounds on up to that stuff pushing 200 easy. Jeez. So there's been a good mix of that out there for those guys too. So we've been busy. Reservations, you definitely got to make one if you want to get on the water still. So our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out as well on the web at DanaWharf.com or check us out on Facebook or Instagram and then see what we got going on.
Dana Wharf is like the front door of all the good fishing right now.
For real. It's amazing. He's like, this, you know, center ground zero.
Yeah, everybody's like running that way.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. From above or below, everybody wants to go to Dana.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. I know we were fishing next to long range boats yesterday, boats from the L.A. Long Beach area and the Oceanside guys. You know, we're all just straight in front, 25 miles off our harbor yesterday. So, yeah, it's all in that zone. So
yep, no doubt.
Definitely front center.
And late summer coming into fall is just the most prime coastal fishing in your zone also. Like that good calico bass fishing with that fall condition is just, man, dude, it's like my favorite. It's
absolutely
such a good time to be there.
Yeah, and
I mean, I got it.
Talking about another tropical storm, push, that's more push,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's more
seems
push.
Like one after the
yeah,
other.
I'm eager to get down and kind of see some of that bass below Mateo, though, you know, that Camp Pendleton zone, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp. You're like, no idea what's going on down there. So we haven't been in there. So,
yeah.
So
could
cool.
be good.
Untouched.
So. Yeah. Willie, a great report as always, man. Glad to hear kind of everything's biting on all fronts. We appreciate it as always and look forward to another one next week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the time. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
All right.
Appreciate it, Willie.
Appreciate that very much. Hey, while we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, I have a text from Vic here, and he says, hey, guys, what is the average cost someone would spend on a weekend of fishing, dining, hotel at Donaty's?
Well,
so you were talking about you have packages for all that.
Yeah, I didn't bring package prices, but you can figure, you know, $58 for the room per night. You can figure $20 per meal.
Okay.
And the fishing packages are going to be, depending on how far out you want to fish and how comfortable you want to be, you can be in a two-person panga for $275.
Wow.
And you can go fish San Martin in that panga. You can go on a Parker 23 and go out and hit Dorado or go anywhere you want to go for $600. So there's that wide range of what you want to
sure.
do for fishing.
Yeah. So, but the your end of it, the meals – and accommodations, you're talking about basically $100 to $110 a day per $110 a day per couple, right?
Yes, per couple.
Per couple.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
That's like yeah.
How
including
fun that is.
And
yeah.
then you just add whatever
much fishing you
want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what a fun weekend getaway, long weekend getaway that you know you can do without a ton of dough and again it's easy to get to, so you're not having to pay for flights and all that kind of stuff. Just a cool getaway that's, you know, affordable for the fam or for a few people. And you said you have rooms that would accommodate if somebody wanted to bring a family down or, you know, that kind of thing?
We have we also have an Airbnb, which is $150 a night, has a kitchen and four beds. Some families, you know, extended families, up to 10 people sleep in it. They just, you know, bring their own sleeping bags and stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention is border wait times right now are down way low.
Are they?
It used
that's
to be
cool.
2 hours for me to get back here from San Quintin. And coming back up this time, it was about a three-minute wait.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I was the third.
Good timing.
The third car behind the gates.
Wow.
Oh, that's
sweet. That's really good.
So it's a great time to travel. The huge summer rush is what keeps people, keeps the lines at 2 hours.
Yeah.
And after Labor Day, that's gone. So, so right now is a great time to go.
And what time of day did you go through, TJ?
It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh wow, yesterday.
Yeah, prime time. No, day before yesterday.
Day before yesterday.
Dude, that would almost be not good for me. Like, I'm so used to the line being so long. That's how I know how to get back to the border. It's like, you know, the line develops well before my last turnoff does. So I just know it. All right, I'm in line. Here we go. Well,
fall is the best time to go fishing.
No
we
doubt,
all know
man.
That.
It is.
This is after Labor Day. It's our summer, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Hey, I had another great text come through. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Eddie. Eddie, what are some of the recommendations on lures and terminal tackle that I should bring down with me? Also, besides the fishing, is there anything you could recommend that my wife might be into? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah, Ralph, I would say bring repellers for trolling. I generally bring a 20, 30, and a 40-footer, not length, but the depth that they go. And then a couple of different kinds of jigs. You can throw irons or you can jig some bottom fish. Sometimes a tuna are hanging down low. You'll have to jig for them. Lots of great things for the wife to do. If you have a four-wheel drive or you can talk me into it, we can take you down to a place called La Loberta. And that's a sea lion rookery that has a population of females and their cubs. They don't let any males in it. It's really an interesting place to go. And if you don't, you know, you don't want to do the four-wheel drive thing, you can go to the oyster farms. It's a nice half-day trip to go explore what they do.
The winery.
You can go take the wine tour. There's a lot of different things you can do. Just
beach walking.
Yeah.
Pismo clam digging.
I love going down there with bare feet and digging for clams.
Yeah.
You know, just stick them in the sand and see what you come up with. Butter clams, pismo clams. Bring them back to the restaurant. We'll shuck them and cook them for you.
Oh, man.
That sounds so cool to me. That's so cool.
Plenty of things to do off the water.
Plenty of things to do.
Yeah.
And
you said that it's like the berry capital, too. I mean, you can go buy fresh berries?
All kinds of berries.
Can you bring them back across if you buy a bunch of berries?
I believe you can.
Okay.
I believe you can. I have never had a problem bringing food back across. I have had a problem bringing plants not coming food. Back.
All right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Donovan, who's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Good morning, Donovan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Eddie, Rick, and Pete. Great show so far. I have a question there for Eddie. How far is it from Castro's to San Quintin? And do the rooms have a freezer to freeze your fish if you're there for 3 or 4 days?
Good question. I don't remember where Castro's camp is. It's been so long since I've been there. But we have four freezers in the restaurant, and two of them are for our customers' fish, and two are full of ice. So we always have 100 bags of ice on hand or so for our customers.
Wow.
I usually recommend if you have a pickup truck, bring your own freezer and your extension cord. Just plug it into your room. That's what a lot of guys do. And that way, when they go home, their fish is already frozen in the freezer. It's ready to go. Just unplug and go home.
Nice. Now you
That's
also
a cool
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, really good idea. Now you also mentioned that the guys that take you fishing will process and vacuum pack your fish for you too.
It depends on which company you go with for vacuum packing. There is a private vacuum packing company that just started up, so it's great. He'll vacuum pack for anybody. But you got to leave your fish there with him. He'll bring it the next day.
Okay. So you give him your whole fish, and you get processed fish back the next day.
Correct.
Wow. So that is an option. You could call the guy. He'll come and pick your fish up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
That's cool. I like the idea of that free, you know, go to Costco and just buy the cheap chest freezer.
Yeah.
Literally, you know, ratchet strap that thing down to the truck, plug it in, and have the freezer in the back of the truck the whole time. And then for your drive home, you're already done.
The John Freeze method.
I love that.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's a good call. Yeah. The John Freeze method. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch sports. Speaking of great surf fishing, and talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Living the dream, buddy. Waiting to hear what's going on in the surf.
Yeah, it's a little bit mixed this week. We still have some residuals from that Hurricane Kay.
I'm sure.
You know, runoff, wind, swell kind of combined to create some stretches of streaky water. But there was still good fishing in the clean water, and I think the Corbina Bite led the way. Most of the water temps around 70s, you know, mid to low to mid 70s, something like that. So as things clean up, it just gets better. The beaches have cleaned up, and lots of sand crabs still around. And, you know, the guys who found good stretches getting 1 to 3 fish in a session, which is really good fishing. And the bay fishing also held up, and that's what some guys did this week. Hook, line, sinker reported good white sea bass action on the western beaches. That's out there, Refugio, Gaviota. Most of the fish range from 22 to 30 inches, so you're catching more shorts, but real fast action. And the guys are telling me they're catching 6-7 fish, you know, just working around the beach and the reefs and things like that. A few halibut, but mostly shorts right now with the warm water. Drop shot zoom flukes have been the hot bait there, and that's a sleeper up and down the coast. The shop also reported a big influx of yellowfin croaker, and we've talked about this, not a fish they normally catch in abundance up there, but the guys are coming into the shop with 3, 4, 5 yellowfin croaker in the bucket. Wiley's reported clean water and good Corbina action. An 18-inch fish was checked into the shop on Saturday, caught and released at Big Rock on a sand crab. The angler also had 2 nice 2 to 3 pound yellowfin croaker and 2 rock bass. Not a bad little session there. Other anglers scored calico bass, sand bass, barred perch, sargo, leopard sharks. Good mixed bag fishing. They had clean water all through there. Squid and shrimp, the best baits. Just Fishing reported good Corbina action on South Bay beaches with clean water. A 3 pound, 8 ounce fish was checked into the shop, taken off Torrance Beach on a soft shell sand crab. The Beach Bite off Long Beach, however, is where things slowed. A lot of streaky water, according to Big Fish. Not real good action on the beaches. The surprise catch, though, and some of you guys may have seen this, like a 50-pound class, maybe 50, 60-pound broomtail grouper taken from a guy fishing just outside the Long Beach breakwater.
Wow. Great.
Just dragging a swim bait. I think he was fishing like sand bass. There's some reefs and stuff outside, and just dragging on those reefs. And there's a photo. We'll put it in the paper this week, but just a dandy fish and not something you'd expect along this stretch. And the fishing in Dana Point, a little bit slow, a lot of streaky water. Same thing down towards Oceanside. If you find a clean stretch, still good Corbina fishing. Yellowfin croaker, you know, if the water on the beach is a little off, maybe get the long rod out and focus on the outside of the surf, something like that. But I wouldn't expect this to last. By the end of the week, I think we'll be done with it, and we'll be back to good old good fishing.
Yes. So what are you writing in Western Outdoor News this week?
I'm working on a column right now, and it's about hanging around the old tackle shop, you know. Yeah, you know, the little tackle shops, they always have a couple chairs sitting over there next to the register, and you get the, you know, Rock Cod could probably tell you about this. These guys who come in the afternoon and have a cup of coffee and shoot the breeze, and there's something special about that in a tackle shop, and that's what we're going to talk about.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to be working on that for Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle, right?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Hey,
you call it tackle shop groupies? Is that what you call them, Rock Cod?
Hey, Gundy, we're going to have one of your guys on the show next Saturday. Breck from Hogan's Beaten Tackle is going to come down here to the World Headquarters and be on the show. So Corey recommended him. I had a nice chat with him. Seems like a super nice guy. And I know you mentioned Hogan's a lot as being kind of a surf headquarters there in Dana Point. So he's going to come down and talk about fishing.
But a lot more than
that. Yeah, Breck's right. Good people, very knowledgeable. And, he'll give you the skinny on that Dana Point area.
And Hogan's is not just surf, too. I mean, that's surf to long range. And everything in between. Like, that's a really great shop that services that whole zone. Like,
yeah. Nice people.
Oh,
so that's
on
Saturday, and so you have to tune in, Gundy.
I will. You know I will.
Gundy, as always, an awesome report. We sure appreciate you taking all the time to compile such good info. And, yeah, we'll look forward to talking next week.
Yeah, I had to polish the turd this week, but not next week. I'll promise you that.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you then. Hey, want to remind
you. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy. It's time to hit the beach. For all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of those on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury service center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Baitech, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boats. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check hhmarinesd.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2-inch interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. We'll be right back.